I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hi guys, I'm Ben and welcome to today's English podcast. On today's episode, we are going to be practicing the present perfect simple, specifically for past actions which have present results. Present perfect is the tense that students struggle with the most. In fact, I would say that nearly all of my students that I've ever had have had problems with the present perfect simple and the present perfect continuous. So we're going to try to help a bit with that today. The present perfect simple is used to connect the past and the present. And I know in other languages, this tense we usually associate with the past, but in English, it's the past and the present. There's some connection. With this particular point we're looking at today, there is a present result to a past action. So how does it connect with the present? Well, firstly, let's look at a slightly different question. When doesn't it connect with the present? Well, if we're specifying exactly when in the past something happened, it is finished, and therefore it has no connection. So if I say a finished time word, like yesterday, last week, 2 days ago, earlier today, anything like that, then it's finished. And therefore, we use the past simple, not the present perfect. For example, yesterday I went to the supermarket. That's the past simple. We cannot say yesterday I have been to the supermarket. Simply by using a word like yesterday, last week, last month, a few days ago, any finished time word, if we use it, we automatically know past simple. Do not use the present perfect. But if you don't use a finished time word, then you might use the present perfect. It depends if there's a connection to the present. So let's think of examples where we might use the present perfect to indicate that there is a present result. I've got three examples. Here's the first. I have arrived. So let's imagine you're meeting a friend at a cafe and you want to send them a message to tell them that you are there. You can write, I have arrived. Now, this is something that happened technically in the past, maybe a few minutes ago. But there is a result in the present, and that is that I'm here now. I'm telling my friend that I'm here, so it's relevant to the present. If you say, I arrived 5 minutes ago, then it has to be the past simple. But if it's just happened and there is some kind of connection, a feeling with the present, I have arrived. Another example, I have finished my book, so I'm going to buy a new one. So the action of finishing the book, that is technically in the past, but it affects the present. I'm going to buy a new one. I have finished my book, and so I'm going to buy a new one. And another example, I have found my phone. This happened in the past. But how do you feel now? Well, very happy because I have found my phone. I was looking for it all day, but finally, I have found it. I use the present perfect here because the feeling that I have is now. So it's clearly got some type of connection with the present. We can make all of this a bit easier by adding the word just to indicate that the action happened a short time ago. I have just arrived, I have just finished my book, and I have just found my phone. But we don't have to do that. And we can just use the present perfect tense without this word to indicate that there is some connection between past and present. We also use the present perfect with the words already and yet, but that's something we'll look at next week. But for now, we're going to finish with an exercise. So I've got 5 sentences. They're all in the present perfect tense, but are they all correct? You have to tell me if my sentence is correct or incorrect. Here's number 1. Is this correct or incorrect? I have seen this movie last month. I have seen this movie last month. Number 2. He has just received the message and will reply immediately. He has just received the message and will reply immediately. Number 3. I'm so happy as I have finished my exams. I'm so happy as I have finished my exams. Number 4. I'm not feeling well, so I've made an appointment with the doctor. I'm not feeling well, so I've made an appointment with the doctor. And number 5. I have phoned the doctor's surgery an hour ago. I have phoned the doctor's surgery an hour ago. Okay. So which of those are correct and which of those are incorrect? Well, numbers 1 and 5 were incorrect. And the reason is because I specified exactly when the action happened. I have seen this movie last month. No. If I say last month, it has to be past simple. I saw this movie last month. And number 5, I have phoned the doctor's surgery an hour ago. Well, an hour ago is specifying exactly when it happened, so it should be past simple. I phoned the doctor's surgery an hour ago. But with the others, they are correct in the present perfect, because while the action occurred in the past, there is a present result. He has just received the message and he will reply immediately now. I'm so happy now as I have finished my exams, and now I'm not feeling well, so I've made an appointment with the doctor. Okay, hopefully I've given you some things to think about there. As I said, it is a very difficult grammar point and we'll do quite a lot of practice with this over the next few weeks. Thanks for listening to today's episode. I hope you found it interesting and useful, and I'll see you next time for another podcast.